International Bible Studies. Lesson for December 24, 2023. Mary and Elizabeth. Key verses. It came to pass that, when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she spoke out with a loud voice, and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Luke 1 verse 41 and 42. Selected Scripture. Luke 1 verse 39 through 45 and 56. Mary's example of faithfulness and obedience to God's instruction speaks loudly to her character. The scriptures indicate that both Mary and Joseph were pious people, as demonstrated by their annual trips to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. Luke 2 verse 41. The fact that Mary was chosen to be the mother of Jesus according to the flesh was a testimony to her nobility and purity of heart before God. Our key verses point out that Mary came to visit Elizabeth and saluted her in a loving way upon entering her home. In response, Elizabeth spoke the message that Mary was highly favored and blessed among women. Earlier, the angel Gabriel had reassured Mary. First, he reminded her of the prophecies relating to the promised birth of Jesus. Being well-versed in the scriptures, Mary likely recalled the words of Isaiah 7 verse 14, The Lord himself shall give you a sign, behold, a virgin shall conceive, and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Second, Gabriel told Mary that the Holy Spirit, God's power, would accomplish this miracle. He said, The power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Luke 1 verse 35. Perhaps this brought to her mind Exodus 40 verse 34 through 38, in which God promised to overshadow the Israelites' tabernacle in the wilderness with the pillars of a cloud and of fire. To an Israelite such as Mary, it was comforting to believe that God would hover above her like an eagle over its nest with wings outspread, protecting, providing, and helping. Gabriel then told Mary that her cousin Elizabeth was also about to bear a son. Elizabeth had been barren but had now conceived in her old age. Luke 1 verse 36. This additional miracle was enough to convince Mary that God was indeed able to perform whatever he desired, as Gabriel declared, With God nothing shall be impossible. Verse 37. Mary might have also recalled these words of the prophet, So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. Isaiah 55 verse 11. After hearing these reassurances and proofs from the angel Gabriel, Mary put the entire matter into the Lord's hands with these beautiful words, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Luke 1 verse 38. This loving and complete acceptance of God's will is reminiscent of that which Hannah expressed concerning the miraculous birth of her son, Samuel, My heart rejoices in the Lord, mine horn is exalted in the Lord, my mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. 1 Samuel 2 verse 1 and 2. Let us be full of faith as Mary, knowing the prophecies concerning the call of the church, and remembering the begetting of God's called ones as children of God. Let us remember that God will accomplish in us what he desires, the development of a bride for his Son, Christ Jesus. 1 John 3 verse 2. Revelation 19 verse 7 and 8.